changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know the balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad you are. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450 as we start to embark on closing the show up for Monday. You can call up. Let us know what's on your mind. We were kind of going through some of these headlines, some of these lessons that need to be learned, and some of these things that really do. They need to be talked about, and they are rarely talked about. Usually everybody goes for that low-hanging fruit. What's in the, you know, headline of the mainstream, and we tend to go off the beaten path a little bit on this show. But I like that.
Yeah.
About what we get to do. Bringing attention to those kinds of things that need to be talked about.
Have you noticed in the last couple of years how a lot of what comes out of the BBC ends up happening here within a short period
of
time?
Yeah, scary. Very scary. And I will admit, yes. That is something I'm always keeping my eye on, because we do tend to get hit with BBC stuff within a couple of years, it seems like. Just as stuff hits California and the coasts, New York, then it kind of permeates across the rest of the United States inward. But the BBC just released a series of educational videos targeting school-aged kids ages 9 to 12.
That's right where you want to get them.
That's right where you've got a very naive little group of little kids who will sponge anything you give them, right? So the network instructs kids that there are more than 100 gender identities. More than 100. Now, I can name two. How many can you name, Uncle Milty?
I can name two.
Wonder where they're getting 100.
I can't imagine.
What's up?
If you don't understand where they're getting more than two, it's just because you don't know any better yet.
That's what they're telling the kids. They're saying, if you disagree with us, it's because you just aren't smart enough.
Yeah.
You just don't know any better. So the video features all these young kids asking questions to teachers on a variety of subjects, including human sexuality, gender, and relationships. Because I know at nine, they put away the Barbies, I guess, and this is what they're so inquisitive about. But, you know, I'm sorry, but I just spent the weekend with some little kids in my own family and nieces and nephews. And let me just tell you, that isn't what's on their mind all the time. Human sexuality, not 24/7. I'm sorry. Sorry. You can't sell me on that. One episode, and they are those ages, one episode titled Understanding Sexual and Gender Identities says gender is not a biological assignment, but rather reflects who you are inside.
Oh, the old I think I'm a girl routine.
I can look down and tell you I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't really have to look inward. But there are so many gender identities that one teacher tells the young kids. And, you know, they say it in a voice like this, which means they really know what they're talking about. So she says, so we know we've got male and female. Isn't it funny how they allude to the two? But she says, but there are over 100, if not more, gender identities now, noting that you've got some people who might call themselves gender queer, who are just like, I don't really want to be anything in particular, so I'm going to just be me. you know, a very lost me, but a me. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. And if that isn't bad enough, they bring actual people in. In one video, they bring in this person named Leo Lardy, a transgender activist born female, but who now identifies as male, who then explains to the children all about her transition from female to male, including talk about her genitalia.
Her.
Her. But he's a he now.
Yeah. Okay. Also tells the children the only way to happiness for her was to be true about who I was and let other people in on this. You know, it's funny when they say to be my truth or be true about who I am is usually them talking about how lost they are.
Yes.
But they won't say that. They say they're being true to who they are, but they don't know who they are, and that's why they had to go search for who they are. Does that make sense to anybody? Just wanted to run that by somebody. You don't know who you are, so you have to go quest for it. Yet somehow, some way, that's the truth of who you are. Yeah. I just think you're lost.
Now, here's one, though, that I think a lot of people would agree with.
What's up?
In one episode, the teacher who is married to someone of the same sex, she suggests to the children that you might be gay if you like someone of the same sex in a little slightly different way than you normally do your friends.
So that means you're gay? If you actually have
like
a kind of a
special
relationship.
Like if you have a best friend.
Oh,
that best friend could mean you're gay.
I weep for our youth. I do.
They're screwing their heads up so bad.
I know. This has got to be so confusing. You know, it's one thing to have to tolerate stuff like this. It's another to champion it. This is why you probably won't see me being manipulated into the fact that or being told, Kate, you just don't love enough. Just like these people are telling the kids, you just don't know enough. And then the LGBTQ says, you just don't love enough, Kate. If you were a loving person, you'd be behind what we're behind. But because you're not down at this march and because you're not backing this political arm of this group, this LGBTQ, if you're not behind this, okay, this movement, that just means that you don't have a big enough heart. You just can't love enough. You need to be more loving. And if you were loving, you'd be behind us. You'd be saying there's 100 genders. You'd be saying that we're just finding ourselves and being true to ourselves. You would be behind us. Just because I have to tolerate this in this world does not mean I champion it. Sorry. It's a huge difference for me. And I'm not going to be manipulated into championing this kind of crazy, insane kind of talk about who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to look at life. I'm sorry. There's two genders. Figure out which one you are. Just look down. You'll find out real quick what you are.
Now, even though we don't hear much about the opposition to this type of education, there is an outfit called Transgender Trend, and it's a gal named Stephanie Davies Arai or something. Anyway, she says people are free to identify as anything they like, but it does not change the reality that there are only two sexes.
Yep. And now we use the word identify. I identify as
identify.
Something.
Identify.
No, I just am. I just am. I don't have to identify as it as that. I just am that. We're making this so confusing. We're creating so many lost kids right now that don't know what sexuality is. Human sexuality means that you could see something sexual and have a reaction to it. Doesn't matter what it is. We're just wired that way. We have come to a point where we've actually kind of said, porn is porn, and hopefully you won't get too far into it. We've actually kind of lowered the standard on a lot of things like that to incorporate them into our vernacular, into everything that we talk about, discuss, see. Part of the nature of growing up now. And now we're telling kids, you might have a best friend that you have a special bond with, and because you have a special bond with that person, you might be gay.
Yeah.
Talk about confusing the hell out of these kids. I feel sad for the youth today. I really do. It's got to be so confusing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's important that we be an inclusive, loving, caring society, Kate.
Well, like I said, because I have to tolerate this going on, I have to tolerate people that think this way, that want to screw kids up, I also don't have to champion it to show how big my heart is, okay? Now they're confusing the word love. Love is this movement, right? That's what you're going to see above right. The rainbow signs. It's love is anything transgender, anything queer, anything gay. That's the equivalent of love in this country. I'm sorry, it is not. It is not. I know how to love just fine. Just fine. And you know what? There's two genders. You're either one or the other, and I get that a couple in society might have a disorder that might confuse that, but they are so few and far between that it's so rare that you could probably get struck by lightning 20 times before you're going to have that sort of impairment, that sort of problem in your life.
Unless, of course, starting at about 9 years of age, you're taught to be that
exactly.
way.
And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. It's called the big talk. And they said that these educators over at the BBC were telling people that they could be jailed. They could be jailed if they are found to be disrespecting or being hateful to people because of the difference that a person perceives. Do you know what? It isn't being hateful if you don't champion a cause.
That's right.
I'm not hateful. I just don't champion what they're about because it's nonsense. It's crazy. And they're letting the youth become crazy in the thought of losing themselves to what they think they might be. I don't have to champion that. That does not make me a hater. It makes me somebody that doesn't champion their cause. That's all that is.
I think it's actually gotten beyond that. It's gotten to the point where some children are at the point now where they don't think they're normal if they're not thinking they're homosexual or transgender.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So what you're telling me is that if the police arrest the mass murderer, but the mass murderer says, I identify with a normal person who doesn't murder anybody.
Right.
Then that police officer could be jailed because they're not being apathetic to the person who identifies as not being a mass murderer?
Yeah, but don't bring logic into this because they're really busy screwing with our kids. So, yeah, they're making our kids so lost now that it's pathetic and you can't bring any logic into this because these people don't want logic. They want to screw kids up. They do. That's their goal.
It's just frightening because, again, they're opening a door where anybody could
be anything.
Irrationally, you know, pseudo logic bunk.
Yeah.
And go in front of a court of law and say, well, just because you don't feel the way that I feel, then you're the one who needs to be behind bars, not me.
Yep. And then combine that with the there was a huge article about the fact that kids are being so screwed up with drugs right now, and they're going off-label drugs in particular right now. You screw up the amount of drugs the kids take with this kind of nonsense. What are you going to have?
Exactly.
What are you going to have at 25?
well, here's the dilemma, and in the arena that I work. And I see so many people who have mental illness, and that mental illness has been kicked off by an episode of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that drug can only, you know, be alcohol. That drug can only be marijuana. It changes the DNA in a human forever.
Right.
And it scientifically has been proven that it takes 7 generations for that DNA mutation to come out of that lineage.
Wow.
So what we're doing right now in our country to our youth by allowing them to have legalized marijuana, oh, isn't it so wonderful, is we are setting ourselves up for generations that will not be able to govern.
Yep. It's so true. And so stuck on their quest to find themselves that they never develop themselves into a human being that is an educated human being when it comes to the things that count. They're so busy trying to find. You don't find yourself. You create who you are. So what are they doing? Screwing with them at a young age so they create this kind of nonsense in their life. They're not addressing the one person that could possibly even have this sort of disorder. They're making it so that all the kids have a disorder. And this is what's so scary.
Exactly, but they're doing it because they want to rule over them.
Uh-huh.
They want to enslave them. They want them to constantly be be saying, you know, I just can't figure this out, and so I'm going to flit, and I'm going to float, and I will not make connections with other people. I will not get married. I will not have children, because they want to control. They want to enslave.
Yep. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Love the phone call.
That's the key word, enslave.
It does. It enslaves us. It enslaves us to think very inward. You don't think about anybody else but your sexuality, to be very focused and centered on that when you probably weren't going to be. And they're doing it young, 9 to 12. So these are these kinds of talks that 9 to 12-year-olds are getting across the pond. We don't think that this isn't here. This is here.
Well, they're getting those talks here, too.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that so far they can't actually put you in prison here for saying something.
Right.
You know? But they're trying.
They're trying. Screw up that whole generation, and that's pretty much the goal. And by the way, stop telling me I don't love. I know how to love. I just don't champion your cause. Sorry. I don't champion the things that go against my value system. You know? I just can't. I just can't do that. Sorry. And common sense and logic. Thank you for listening today. Everybody have a great night. Go spend some time with your families. Thank you, Uncle Milty.
You're welcome, Kate.
Be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow.